Earlier this month, the Food and Drug Administration approved a new extended-use oral contraceptive called Seasonal. Women who use it take the medication for 84 days and then take 7 days off. The regimen would reduce a woman's menstrual periods to just 4 per year. Reaction has been mixed. Some say it's another option for preventing pregnancy. Others warn of ethical implications and the potential risks of suppressing menstruation. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Bioethicist Arthur Kaplan started thinking about Seasonal during its development phase in the mid-90s. By the time the FDA approved it, he'd formed a pretty solid opinion. Problem is, he's not sure who'll want to hear it.
Many women may be thinking to themselves, I don't care what some guy says about the ethics of all this. They don't have to go through this every month.
Kaplan chairs the Department of Medical Ethics at the University of Pennsylvania. He says he's not opposed to Seasonal. In fact, he thinks it's a good idea for women who suffer painful, disruptive menstrual cycles each month, but maybe not for other women.
I think we need to stop and think hard whenever we say about medicine, we're going to use it to treat, intervene, alter, or change something that isn't clearly dysfunctional.
While Kaplan views Seasonal from an ethical standpoint, others see a more fundamental problem. Freelancer Kristen Giganti wrote an article for the American Life League, an anti-abortion group in Stafford, Virginia, entitled Seasonal, a Eugenicist Dream. Giganti suggested Seasonal runs counter to what nature intended for women. Judy Norsigian, co-author of the book Our Bodies, Ourselves, disagrees.
We shouldn't be thinking about this as something totally unnatural. Somehow it's in our genes to menstruate every month and therefore never tamper with that.
But Norsigian has other concerns.
I'm quite worried about problems that we'll see increasingly as more drugs and newer drugs get fast-tracked and out on the market before we have enough sense of what their downside is as well as their purported benefits.
Gerald Willett is a medical officer with the Reproductive Division at the Food and Drug Administration. He says Bar Laboratories, the company that produces Seasonal, provided the FDA with several years of data on more than 1,400 women who took the drug. The FDA concluded that Seasonal has the same risks as other oral contraceptives, which includes blood clots and stroke for some women, and increased cancer risk for women over 35 who smoke. There's also the risk of some spotting with Seasonal during the first two cycles. Also, Willett says the idea of continuous use of oral contraceptives is not new.
Approximately 25 to 30 years ago, for women with endometriosis, different doctors attempted to go past those 21 days and just have the women take the birth control pills continuously so that they wouldn't have painful periods.
Willett says the FDA approves Seasonal because it offers women another viable birth control choice. But bioethicist Arthur Kaplan suggests that without long-term studies on Seasonal, that choice may be artificial.
The idea of choice doesn't suppose that you're going to get a huge marketing campaign that just says the only way to live with a monthly period, the only way to deal with menstruation is to stop it.
Carol Ben Maimon is president of Bar Laboratories. She says fears of the mass marketing of Seasonal are unfounded.
We do not plan an immediate direct-to-consumer campaign. We believe that women do need to be educated appropriately with their health care providers, and that that needs to precede any, direct marketing to consumers.
Carolyn Westhoff is a professor of public health, obstetrics, and gynecology at Columbia University. She believes the proper use of Seasonal could have very real public health benefits.
In fact, menstrual symptoms are the number one cause of missing work and school in young women, and so there are going to be many for whom this can really improve their quality of life, and they are going to want to discuss that with their health care provider.
A Bar Laboratory spokesperson says Seasonal will be priced at the same level as other oral contraceptives, about $1 per pill, and should be available to consumers by late November. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.